My name's Jared, and I'm a new volunteer. You wouldn't know it because I forgot my t-shirt and my name tag. First night volunteering. How about that? My attention to detail knows no bounds. I get the chance to share my story tonight. Real excited to do it. I know that we all have a story, and I'm really excited for the next year because hopefully I'll get to hear some of your stories over the next year. My story is definitely one of pain, and there's also been a lot of healing in my life, too. I've been at Watermark a long time, so it's my first time really to serve at Gather. So I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for giving me 5 minutes, and I hope for some of you, maybe something in my story touches your heart and maybe, you know, draws you closer to the Lord. That's my prayer anyway. I was born in Dallas, Texas, and moved to Chicago when I was 4 years old. Something unfortunate happened to me at 5 years old that had a tremendous impact on my life, but also gave ground for the Lord to do healing in my life and help shape me as a person through it. My mom had to run my little sister to the doctor, and she had a neighborhood boy watch me for an hour while she was gone. Unfortunately, he decided to sexually abuse me in some pretty severe ways. He shared he would kill me if I told my parents what happened. He was 13 and I was only 5, and just remember feeling a lot of fear. I remember him pushing me off my bike, and the threats continued. They produced a lot of fear of people that I definitely carried into my adulthood. My parents did find out what happened, but as a family, we really never spoke of it, so I felt very alone in my pain. We moved to Dallas when I was 6 and a half, and I'm very grateful that I was lifted from there and given a fresh start. My spiritual journey began early, and I have a sense that God had placed individuals in my life that have helped me know God and also deepen my relationship with him. One of the most vivid childhood memories was my grandmother rocking me in her arms, singing Jesus Loves Me over and over again. My mom would take us to church when I was between 4 to 6 years old, and my dad would play golf on Sundays. My mom didn't come from a spiritual family, and I don't know what prompted her to take that kind of initiative with my little sister and me. I'll need to ask her that, actually. My dad's brother was diagnosed with kidney failure and had only a few months to live when I was 7, and my dad was a perfect match, so he donated one of his kidneys. This was a huge wake-up call for my dad and his brother as they witnessed their mortality in their early 30s. We started going to Wilshire Baptist Church as a whole family when I was 7. When I was 10, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, as one of the pastors had a conversation with me about God's love for me and how he sent his son Jesus to come to earth to die for my sins so I may be forgiven, perfect, and acceptable in God's eyes. I understood and accepted this and wanted Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. When I was baptized, which was just a public demonstration of my decision to follow Jesus, I remember being so nervous as I stared out into that, I still remember that, as I stared out into that packed church of 1,500 people. But once I entered into that pool and the pastor asked me if I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, an overwhelming sense of peace flooded my entire body. I was no longer nervous being in front of all those people. I'll never forget that moment. I wish that it led to years of an amazing youth experience, but when I was in 6th grade, my dad stopped taking us to church because he felt it was too big and impersonal, and when we missed, no one called to see why. That decision had a huge negative impact on me. The summer going into junior high was a tough one. No more church, and I discovered playing summer league basketball that I had bad knees and I couldn't run and play basketball anymore or any other sports I was playing. This led to a really difficult next 4 years with a lot of isolation. I got acne pretty bad in 8th grade and felt ugly on the outside and the inside. I was very shy and very insecure and dealing with a lot of shame from the sexual abuse. When I was 16, I reconnected with a friend of mine from 4th grade. After 6 months of his mom elbowing him to invite me to church, he finally did, and I went the next Sunday. It was a large church here in Dallas. It was Park City's Baptist Church, and I've never felt so loved in my life. I think probably dozens of people came up to meet me, and I was immediately immersed into this very active youth group led by an incredible man who loves the Lord with his whole heart, Jeff Warren, who's actually now the senior pastor there, which is kind of cool. He had a tremendous impact on my life the last 2 years of high school. Heading to college, I didn't have the foundation of spending time with the Lord and being able to develop an intimate relationship on my own. Those years in many ways were great, but I rarely cracked open my Bible and missed out on continued intimacy with him. My first four years after college were pretty dark. The weight of the sexual abuse was coming to the surface, and I was desiring intimacy in any way I could find it, often in an unhealthy way. I was longing for the Lord, but had no idea how to be close to him. I was the most insecure 26-year-old I've met or seen to this day. the Lord graciously put another teacher in my life, Jay Ranke, a Watermark member, who grabbed a very close friend of mine who invited me to go with him to the discipleship group. This was an incredibly awesome and also painful in a good way period of my life. I went to Celebrate Recovery, now Regeneration, a biblically-based recovery program here at Watermark, and began getting counseling. I was taught over those 18 months with Jay how to cultivate intimacy with Jesus, which is really just by, you know, studying his word, the Bible, memorizing and meditating on Bible verses, prayer, and journaling. Jay was so faithful to Jesus' great commission to go and make disciples. And even 15 years after I've been out of that group, we talked last night, and the guy's got three kids. I mean, I will weep when that guy passes away. He's been a father figure to me. The next 10 years of my life, I continued to grow and had the honor of discipling other men as Jay discipled me. I got to lead and serve in ways that Watermark I am incredibly grateful for and have tasted the joy and peace of God, which exceeds anything I've experienced, though I still am tempted at times to look elsewhere to find satisfaction in areas of life outside of what God says is good. But when I do, I always come away disappointed and often in pain, and also cause pain in the lives of others. Though when I live the life that God calls me to and follow him and invest in that personal relationship, I am never grateful of having done that and find a peace and satisfaction I can't put into words. I'm very happy to say, as recently as last fall, another very impactful thing happened to me. I went through MEND, which is a men's sexual abuse recovery ministry here at Watermark. I still had some fears and insecurities that plagued me through my 30s. I can't tell you exactly what happened in those 15 weeks, but I felt a surge of energy, peace, and confidence coming out of that class. My fear of others had greatly dissipated, and I felt comfortable just being me, which oftentimes is a dork, which is true. I didn't feel like I had to be ideal anymore to be loved and accepted like I had all my life. I was worthy of it just because God made me. This has been the best year of my life. And I would just add real quick, it's been the best year of my life, not because of anything circumstantially. It's been another year for me, but because of getting on the other side of that ministry and watching the Lord heal me, it's been the best year of my life. I can say that with total integrity. And I am enjoying a confidence and joy like I have never experienced. I'm 42 years old, and I'm halfway there. If the Lord lets me stay down here till I'm 85, all bets are off after that. I haven't experienced the lifelong companionship of a woman or held a newborn baby in my arms, but even if that doesn't happen, I'm excited for the rest of my life because all the Lord has done. I want my life to count for him and follow him as best I can until my last breath. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate the time you gave me.